on Jordan, stormy banks I stand, and the castle wishful eye.
We're so glad you've decided to listen to our program today. Our intent is to inform you and to encourage you. This is Are You Listening with Jody Apple of International Gospel Hour. In a busy world with lots of distractions, we need to pay closer attention to God. Are you listening to God's Word today? Here's Jody.
With me, I am bound for the promised land.
Thank you, Jay, and thank you for tuning in to Are You Listening? It's August 2018, and that means that International Gospel Hour will be answering your questions all month long. Before we get started with today's broadcast, these reminders. Our programs are always freely available at internationalgospelhour.com. For questions, comments, or requests, you can reach us by phone at 1-855-IGH-6988 through the contact form at our website, internationalgospelhour.com, or at facebook.com/internationalgospelhour. By mail at International Gospel Hour, Post Office Box 118, Fayetteville, Tennessee, 37334. Through Twitter at twitter.com/Jody Apple. You can also email free at ighradio.com to receive an auto reply with links to all of our free resources. If you have a question that you want us to answer this month, you can submit it through the toll-free number and the contact form information that we just gave, or you can email it to ask@ighradio.com. You can also send written questions directly to me, Jody Apple, Post Office Box 355, Dahlonega, Georgia, 30533. What questions might you ask? That's easy. Ask whatever question that you have. We will do our best to answer them as biblically as possible. Let's get into today's study. First, let me tell you about what we have done to promote our questions and answers for August and the response that that promotion has generated. At last count, 17,697 people have viewed our recent Facebook post promoting August programs. 1,120 people have either liked or loved that post. 1,037 clicked through to read and to see more of the post, view the photo, and so forth. 267 shared the post on their own Facebook pages. 38 made comments of some kind about the post. And many questions were generated, either through Facebook messaging, toll-free phone calls, our contact form, and so forth. That original post read as follows. Ask your question. IGH Q&A starts in August. Questions are a valuable way to teach biblical truths. The Bible contains some 3,244 questions, 1,003 of them in the New Testament, with 616 in the Gospel accounts alone. Each question and its answer tells us something that God wants us to know. Because we believe that asking and answering questions will always be a great way to learn, all of International Gospel Hour's radio broadcasts in August 2018 will be devoted to answering your questions. Help us make this the best series of studies possible by submitting your Bible questions. You can submit your questions in one of the following ways. Email ask@ighradio.com. Toll-free number 1-855-IGH-6988. IGH contact form internationalgospelhour.com/form or write to Jody Apple, Post Office Box 355, Dahlonega, Georgia, 30533. Note, if you call our toll-free number to ask a question, please let us know if we can use your voice in our broadcasts. Regardless of which way you choose to ask your question, we will only identify you by your first name, and then it's signed, In Christ, Jody Apple. That's the summation of the post that we made on Facebook and the response that it has generated. We take up right where we left off in our last program. We introduced our study with this question. Does the Bible ask questions just to ask questions? That is, does the Bible introduce, does it present, does it ask questions simply for the sake of asking questions, but not for the purpose of answering, responding, or replying to those questions? We noted that, to be honest, the Bible does ask questions without answering them, though we certainly don't have the time to explore all of the unanswered questions in the biblical text. We realize that they do exist, and we introduce the very first question in Genesis chapter 3, the one that the serpent posed to Eve. We take up, then, where we left off last time. Satan's first point to Eve was this: God has not given you access to everything in the garden. And you, Eve, just admitted my point when you said, we can eat everything but not this. Thus, you agree with me. God has not given you access to everything in the garden to eat. From Satan's point of view, he made such a powerful point, yet one that hinged on some pretty slick assumptions. From his point of view, what Satan said next would push Eve over the top. Eve noted that God warned of eating from the tree in the midst of the garden. Moreover, God warned about the consequences of eating from that tree, death, something totally foreign to Adam and to Eve at this point, but still pretty scary, as it came in the form of a warning, an unwanted consequence. We will die if we eat from that tree. And then the final push. Having elicited from Eve an answer that was, from the serpent's perspective, essentially in line, in harmony with his false and accusatory statement or question, the serpent moved on to challenge the second part of God's warning in Genesis 2:17. He already got Eve to admit that God did not allow her and Adam to eat everything in the garden, a challenge that we first saw in the first part of Genesis 2:17. Now came the serpent's second challenge. First, I was right when I told you that God restricted you from eating everything. You saw that, you admitted that, you are on board with that. Now, in the second place, I am right when I tell you that you will not die. God did not tell you the truth. From the serpent's perspective, God was wrong on two counts. After God's credibility was questioned twice by Satan, Eve began to consider what the tree looked like. There's no indication that either Eve or Adam considered that as we read the text of Genesis up to this point. Everything was described as good or very good in the opening chapters of the Genesis creation account. And while we might assume that it was incredibly beautiful and wondrous to behold from the standpoint of its physical appearance, the text never really touches on that subject. The emphasis was not on the physical beauty of the place, but rather on the totality of its provisions for its only two inhabitants, Adam and Eve. God, after all, has always been the consummate provider. Thus, for all we know, the tree in the midst of the garden may have been the most beautiful tree there, but that did not matter. God said, no, you cannot eat from this tree. The beauty, the physical appeal of the tree, had nothing to do with Eve's initial understanding of God's prohibition. She understood that God placed that tree off limits and out of bounds. And until the serpent raised these issues, these challenges, these questions, these doubts, that's all that Eve and Adam needed to know. You see then what a single question, or even the hint of a question, can do. That first question, which we have already noted was not technically a question as we define the word, nevertheless raised questions and raised doubts in the mind of Eve, and it changed the course of human history. not every question carries the same weight as the serpent's challenge in Genesis 3. Some are just as quickly answered as they are asked. A simple statement of fact renders an answer, and the biblical narrative moves forward. We will explore questions for the next few weeks, maybe longer if needed, your questions. Some of them will mirror questions that the Bible has already asked and that the Bible has already answered. Some of them may be new twists on old issues. In every case, the questions asked are important because they are your questions. So, let me encourage you to tune in to International Gospel Hour during the month of August. Listen to our broadcast live if you have opportunity, or download and replay them from our site after they have aired. We hope that this series of studies will be beneficial to you. And if something you hear raises other questions, then by all means, please let us know. You can relay your questions to us by calling us on our toll-free number, 1-855-IGH-6988. You can also send questions using the contact form at internationalgospelhour.com or by sending an email with your question to ask@ighradio.com. We hope that you can join us as we continue to study God's Word together in our next broadcast.
To find out who listens to our programs and where they live, we set up a survey link at internationalgospelhour.com. Use it to tell us that you live in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, or Tucumcari, New Mexico. Then tell us whether or not you listen to a 50,000-watt station like WWL out of New Orleans or a WWVA out of Wheeling. Or maybe you listen to a broadcast right in your hometown. Wherever it is, we'd like to know. And finally, let us know what Bible topics you'd like us to address. Favorite passages, troublesome teachings, misunderstood concepts, whatever it is, it might be something that the rest of our audience wants to know about too. So head on over to our survey link at the site and let us know where you listen to International Gospel Hour, where the broadcasts originate, and what you'd like to hear in future programs.
God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you for listening to our broadcast today. We hope, first, that it glorified God, but second, we hope that it edified you. Listen to it again if you need to, or to other lessons in the series, by going to the Media tab at our site at internationalgospelhour.com.